Drayton, an upcoming mural will add a splash of color to downtown Drayton. Earlier this week, Mapleton Town Council received a report on the mural project. "I think it's great," Count Marlene Otten said. "I love that it's colorful and bright. And I love the way they've incorporated the pictures, with the lettering, and the water tower, they got that in there. So, yeah, I think it's beautiful. I look forward to seeing it go up." Town Council didn't voice any opposition to the price tag. "But I believe, in total, the mural and the work kind of associated with it will be under $10,000, Allie Hill, Economic Development Coordinator, said. "Part of the intention of the mural is to brighten up downtown. In 2019, there was a fence installed between Alva Cherries and the Drayton School of Music. The plan at that time was to put a mural on that fence to add some life and color into the downtown, and to cover up the use of like the parking lot that was behind it," Hill said. The project did not go forward for a few years. After staffing changes, that project was put on hold, and then there's COVID and everything that's happened in between. So in early 2022, we decided to bring that project back to fruition, Hill said. Martin asked how the fence and mural will be put together. "So is it going to get painted directly onto the fence, like right onto the wood, or is there another layer that goes on first?" Martin asked. "We will be installing Crescent panel. It's like a thicker plywood to make it one smooth surface. Then, if the fence ever needs to be fixed or anything, then we can do that, and kind of take the mural off and put it back on. It just gives it a smooth, even surface to be painted on," Hill said. The Economic Development Department hired a mural and graffiti artist based in Toronto, Blazeworks, to paint the mural. Blazeworks, or Blaze Waradharma, has a degree in illustration from the Ontario College of Art and Design and has been doing murals and graffiti since 2013. The report was received by the council. Jesse Galt is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program.